Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Here's the next word, nevertheless. What a powerful statement. Nevertheless, we had the power to do that. Nevertheless, there's grace in that word, by the way. We have not used this power, but we suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Paul had not forced the church at Corinth to support him at all, even though he had the right or the privilege to do so. Paul was willing to deny himself that right. Remember in chapter number 8, he told those stronger believers, you need to deny yourself that right, even if you have the right to eat that meat that's offered to idols. Remember, and we know idols are nothing. Enjoy your meat, okay? By the way, I mentioned it before. When I go to a steakhouse, I eat my steak rare. Let the blood run, man. Just let it go. Anyway, there's nothing wrong. Paul said there's nothing wrong with eating. The meat in itself is not bad. Nothing wrong with eating meat. But if the weaker brother, if it offends them, it says, man, and it causes them not only to eat the meat, but to stumble, it's a sin to them. By the way, and Paul made this statement earlier, that it could be we have liberty in Christ, and what could be a sin to me may not be a sin to you, and what may be a sin to you may not be a sin to me. Does that make sense to you? Okay, there are certain liberties in Christ that we would have. Now, if it's clearly outlined in God's Word, if it's clearly stated in God's Word, well, obviously, we don't do that, or we do that. But there are certain things, and some are the examples that Paul has given us, whereas eating meat, or this thing about receiving from churches and all. Should not the Christian believers also deny their right to eat meat sacrificed to idols for the same goal as Paul was denying his right and privilege of receiving money from Corinth, so that they would not be a hindrance or a stumbling block to the weaker brothers? Now, let's get to verse number 13. It gets gooder and gooder. Do you not know? And by the way, they did know. It's a reminder that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple, and they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar. He drew their minds back to the Old Testament, where remember the priest, how they lived from the offerings, the sacrifices, many of the sacrifices that people brought to the temple, not all of them, but many of the sacrifices the priests were able to partake of. That's how they survived. That's how they would make their, lack of a better term, their living, if you will. The people provided for them through their offerings and all, and the priests were able to partake of those offerings. What was given to God, what was left over, they would be able to partake of that. And he's reminding them, remember the priests in the Old Testament, how that they were able, in his words, that they could live or take care of the things of the temple. It was provided to them by the people, the Israelites provided for them. And they which wait on the altar are partakers with the altar. Under the law of Moses, in Leviticus chapter 6 and Numbers chapter 18, I was going to go back to that, but time won't allow, but you're familiar with that anyway. Most of you are. Leviticus 6, Numbers 18, the priests who were in the temple were allowed to partake of the offerings, some of the offerings. And this is what Paul is referring to. Now, verse number 14, he reminded them about the Old Testament, the priests being taken care of by the people of God. Even so, in other words, just like them, even so, hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. Paul linked the principle of the Old Testament support of priests to New Testament support of pastors and preachers who give themselves fully to the ministry of the gospel. I know as a pastor, I'm walking on eggshells here. Because y'all, I hate the word pay me. By the way, you know you don't pay me to preach. Amen, preacher. Okay. You take care of me and my family and others that are in the church, because we provide for you spiritual things Monday through Saturday. Now you, Brother Caleb, this is the freebies you talked about. Okay, Sunday morning, these are freebies. The Sunday school, I love teaching. I love teaching. I love preaching. And those are freebies, if you understand what I'm saying, okay? It's the Monday through Saturday, so we can give ourselves. It takes a lot of study to prepare lessons. It takes a lot of study to prepare sermons and all, to make hospital visits, to do other things, to do, had three funerals over the past week and a half. Things that are necessary for a pastor to do. I hate to use, for lack of a better term, that's what y'all pay me for. There's a better term than that. Somebody help me with a better term than pay. Provide. Thank you, Lisa. Was that you? Who said that? Candace, thank you. Y'all provide, that way I could be able to do these things and not have to work secularly. Is it wrong for somebody to work secularly? Absolutely not. Matter of fact, I'm going to get myself in trouble. Sometimes it's necessary.
That's right.
Let me go on the other side. Some pastors who are, I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it. Yeah, I'm going to say it. Some pastors ain't worth a plug nickel. I'm just saying that. They're full-time in a church. I know some, and I ain't going to. Monday through Saturday, you couldn't find them. If you looked, if you tried, you couldn't find them for nothing. They're out doing, except what? It is true, though. It is true. Here's what Jesus said about taking care of folk. Matthew chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. He's sending out his disciples. He says this, "Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes nor yet stays, for the workman is worthy of his meat." In other words, you don't worry about yourself. As you go around preaching, the people will take care of you. I'll take care of you, God. Jesus said, I'll take care of you, but through the people.
Right.
Luke chapter number 10. Jesus again refers to this about his disciples being taken care of. Verse number 7. "And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such thing as they give." In other words, they will provide for you. "For the laborer is worthy of his hire. And go not from house to house. And into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things and are set before you." So you see the principle Jesus is telling his disciples. You go, don't take money with you, either purse or gold. Listen, by faith, God will take care of you.
Amen.
Through his people. They'll provide for you. They'll feed you, they'll clothe you, they'll house you. And so that Jesus is talking about that in the Gospels. And Paul is reminding them, 1 Corinthians chapter number 9, remember about the priest? And then he talks about verse number 14, "Even so the Lord hath ordained." When did he ordain that? Well, we read Matthew and Luke. This is what he's talking about. Those that preach the gospel should live of the gospel. In other words, those who are being fed spiritually, then you should take care of the one who is feeding you spiritually. And we looked at that earlier last week, where the workman, the farmer, could eat of the fruit of his field. The shepherd could eat of the milk of the sheep, take part of the flock and all. So he's referring again, in verse number 14, "The Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel." Now he's flipping it. This is what ought to happen. In verse number 15, but I've not used none of these things. Remember, he had the power. He had the authority. You need to take care of me. He didn't do that because of the weaker brother. He didn't want to offend anybody. So Paul didn't mandate that. We're going to get that in just a little bit.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through 1 Corinthians. Well, from now, until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.